listening to my groupie sounds on the underground.
Seth from Crimes, and you're listening to Mac Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
something I must say. Just a minute won't kill you, will it? Then I'll be on my way. One minute is one minute. One minute. Hang this antenna out in front of me. The signal's weak, better find a different station. There must be some sort of rational explanation. Oh, it's one.
Back to Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground, first show of 2014. It's good to be back doing this. I love doing this show because I get all kinds of good music sent to me. And I got lots over the last break, you know, month or so. A lot of people sent me good stuff. So in the next bunch of episodes, I'm going to have all new stuff to play by lots of great Canadian indie bands. And kicking off that set of stuff you just heard there was my buddies out of Kitchener, Saigon Hookers, doing Black Angel. And that's from the Feels Like Murder EP, which was released 2 years ago. And kick-ass band, really good band to start the show off with. And they're going to be playing in Toronto this upcoming Friday, January 31st, at Cherry Cola's. So if you're in the Toronto area and you like the hard stuff, that's a good place for you to be this Friday. And after that, we heard a new band from Toronto called Crimes. The song was Waves, and that was from a two-song single they sent me. And I really like it, really digging it. Good sound, mellow, kind of ambient thing going on. Very cool and different, and yeah, definitely really liked it. So I played it.
This is for my buddy Craig, who I've known forever. He's the bass player in Crimes, and we bonded over our love for Weezer one summer at camp. And so, yeah, got to represent Craig, the T-Hill. And after that, we heard the Lucas Stagg Band doing the song 1 Minute Too Long. And another great band who I had the pleasure of playing with at the Duke over the summer at the Mods and Rockers motorcycle event. They're a great band and cool guys. And they actually have a show coming up for Lucas's birthday, which is also the same night as the Saigon Hooker show. It's on January 31st at the Cadillac Lounge. So if you're, you know, if you're more into like the heavy stuff, then go check out the Saigon Hookers. And if you're more into, you know, kind of the mellower vibe, then Lucas Stagg Band would definitely be something that you would like to see. And now we're going to play a couple bands from Montreal that I really like. And a guy out of Richmond Hill, King City area. And we're going to kick it off with the Heroin Hayride out of Montreal on Mac Groupie Sounds of the Underground.
I wonder, I
whiskey. Don't kill me. I don't know what I will.
The Champlain Drop, and you're listening to Mac Groupie Sounds of the Underground.
This is Ben Crosby, and you're listening to Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground. Nailed it.
Sign right here on the dotted line. No, you don't
kicking off that set, you heard a double shot of Montreal band action. First up, you heard Heroin Hayride doing the song Moonshiner. And they're a really cool band. There's like 9, 10, 11. I don't even know how many of them there are. But they're a really big band. And they're very cool. And my buddy Chris, who's also in the Von Rebels, who's another band I like to rep on this show once in a while, he's in that band as well. So they're going to be playing in Toronto on January 29th, which is Wednesday night, at the Arcade. And I'm going to definitely head over there and check it out, because they don't come to town very often. And I have yet to see this band. And I met Chris when the King Bees were playing in Montreal, so he's seen me, but I never seen him, so I gotta go check him out. And I really like it, you know, it's really different and cool and kind of just, you know, no bullshit kind of thing, you know? So, Heroin Hayride, Montreal. And then after that, you heard another band out of Montreal, Champlain Drop. The song was Blackout Party from the Three Bops, One Drop EP that they just released, and you can hear that on their website. The band is Champlain Drop, as in the Champlain Bridge that's about to fall over or something, because they don't pay to keep it up. So yeah, Rick's a great guy, and I've known him for a long time. We went to school together and stuff. He's actually the pride of Scarborough, Ontario, but he relocated to Montreal a few years back. So great band. I've seen them a few times, played with them, and their new record is far superior to their first one. I would say that's a lot thicker, very, very, very good, very thick, catchy tunes. They're more Green Day than Green Day is at this point, you know. So if you're into the pop punk type thing, Champlain Drop, Montreal, check them out. Represent, my boy Rick. And after that, another buddy of mine out of King City, Richmond Hill Neighborhoods, Mr. Ben Crosby, the pride of King City, doing These Trials from his newest CD that he just recorded, and it's really good. I just listened to it for the first time in the last couple days, and I really like it. I think he's a talented guy, and, you know, he's a very honest kind of guy, and I really like that about him. And he's doing really well. He's playing all over the place. And you can catch him, his next original show. He does a lot of gigs. We both do a lot of gigs where we're just doing like covers in a bar, you know. And I know like he throws his tunes in for those too. But if you want to see him doing just original stuff, check him out February 2nd at the Central in Toronto. And that's where Ben will be doing his new record. And maybe he'll throw in a couple covers. I don't know. He knows a lot of songs. And so, yeah, that's that set. That's what you just heard. And now we're going to play a bunch of songs from bands who I'm currently hanging out with. If you're listening to this while it's airing for the first time, I'm at the Rivoli, downtown Toronto, doing a benefit for Honor the Treaties. And this band, the Johnnies, is the one who put it on, and we're playing with them right now. So here's the Johnnies, a Matt Groupie Sounds of the Underground. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Arthur Renwick, and you are listening to Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
Of intentions, Miss Cass youth, I spent it in detention. Kicked up the dirt like rock and roll. Ain't nothing now that could save my soul. I told the line, I told the line, I told the line. I told the line, I told the line, I told the line. Seek out the darkest alleys in life. Pull on a brave of trouble and strife. Policemen know me by my first name. I've never tasted love, just love raising Cain. I told the line, I told the line, I told the line. I told the line, I told the line, I told the line.
Swallowed up my fear. I burned any bridges, gonna shed no tears. I bottled up my courage. I swallowed up my fears. I burned many bridges, gonna shed no tears. I bottled up my courage. I swallowed up my fears. I burned many bridges, gonna shed no tears. I bottled up my courage. I swallowed up my fear. I burned many bridges, gonna shed no tears.
Down this highway to hell, I wound up in this concrete cell. I told the line, I told the line, I told the line. I told the line, I told the line, I told the line. Standing at the edge of the precipice of hell, looking down in the deep dark well. Cast me down your face of love.
I told the line, I told the line, I told the line. I told the line, I told the line, I told the line. I told the line, I told the line, I told the line.
Hi, you're listening to King Bees on Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
Thank you.
And we're back. And we kicked that off with I Like It A Lot by the Johnnies from the I Like It A Lot album. And right now, I'm probably with them currently, if you're listening to this live, at the Rivoli in Toronto. We're basically doing a show for Honor the Treaties, raising money for that. And if you don't know what Honor the Treaties is about, it's about the tar sands basically in Alberta, and it's affecting the Chippewa Nation, who has the rights to that area basically right nearby there, and it's killing all their animals, and it's giving them all cancer, breathing in all this crap, and it's killing all the soil. They can't, you know, grow anything. It's killing the boreal forest. And so basically, that's what's happening. The natives are getting screwed over once again. So we're at the Rivoli right now. As you listen to this show, if you're listening live, we're here raising that issue and raising money for their legal fight against who they're fighting in the government and all that kind of stuff. So the Johnnies, they're the ones who put that on, and that's the band you just heard. And Veronica Johnny's a very respected person in the First Nations community, and I really, you know, care about her and how she feels and how her people feel about what's happening. And so that's why, you know, we're doing this benefit right now tonight at the Rivoli in Toronto. And I'm glad, I'm happy and honored that she even asked my band to play. So that was the Johnnies. I Like It A Lot. Veronica Johnny, Dave Johnny, awesome people, awesome band. Check them out. And after that, you heard Arthur Renwick. The song is I Toe the Line. And Arthur, another cool cat, another First Nations rep. And he's playing at the show tonight as well. And just a great guy, such a sweet guy, and really talented. He writes some great songs. He's a great guitar player. And I'm really, you know, honored to be playing with him as well. And I hope to work with him more in the future. And he, you know, he plays all over the place. And you can check Arthur Renwick out Monday night, January 27th. He's playing at Not My Dog in Toronto on Queen Street. He's on from 11 till 2. So Arthur's always playing around town. So check him out online. He's got lots of dates all the time coming up all over the place. He's like the busiest guy I know, other than myself. And after that, you heard my King Bees band doing The Journey. And we got a lot cooking. We were playing at North by Northeast this year. And we got invited to do the Queen West Music Fest this week. And we're playing the Surf Battle and lots going on in Toronto. We're playing some dates. We're playing with the Royal Crowns in Niagara Falls in March and a couple more shows in March just outside of Toronto. One in Alliston and the Bovine, actually, March 11th. We're playing as well with Blind Cats and the Howlin' Bullets, all animal theme evening. That's a free show. So, yeah, mattgroupie.com, all the King Bees dates and stuff like that. And we're on Facebook, too. So check it out. And, yeah, that song is a song in support of the First Nations of Canada. And we actually recorded that a while back before all this stuff happened. And it was actually about the journey that kid did, and he walked across the country, and I was inspired by that, so that was the thinking of that song. And we care about the people in our country, so when our friends ask us for our help, we're going to be there to help them. So check out honorthetreaties.com or CA, just Google Honor the Treaties, and you'll get all the information. And if you want to donate, you know, even $5 or something, just check them out online. And I'm going to stop talking now and play three more songs. It'll be the last set of the show, obviously. And we're going to kick it off with my buddy Stan Simon and the Hotel Bible. A Mac Groupie Sounds of the Underground.
No. Hi, this is Renee from the Standstills, and you're listening to Mac Groupies Sounds of the Underground.
This is Elise from the Thinly Veiled Double Entendres, and you're listening to Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
You've got me. Look at me, my sweet darling. You got me falling down and down. You got me spinning round and round. Love and good. Water's deep and dark around as I go floating down and down. I reach out on what I touch. Your loving hand I need so much. Whirl, whirl, whirlpool. Crazy, crazy over you.
It's like a whirl, whirl, whirl. Crazy, crazy over you.
Off that last set of tunes, you heard Stan Simon and the Hotel Bible out of Toronto. The song is The Firing Line. The album is Escaping the Madhouse. Madhouse. Escaping the Madhouse. And really good, mellow album. He sent it to me a few days ago. I had a few songs from it. But it's a full length now, and you know, if you're into that kind of like mellowy vibe type stuff, really great songwriting and singing and great musicians and just very cool and different and mellow. It's nice when you hear mellower kind of stuff that's still, you know, it's got an edge to it, you know, and there's an edge lyrically and, you know, it's really well done. So good job, Stan. And Stan's playing Silver Dollar Room February 6th. And I unfortunately can't go because I'm going to be seeing Elton John. But I know he's got another gig coming up at Rancho Relaxo at the end of February. So check him out, Stan Simon and the Hotel Bible. And after that, you heard one of my top favorite bands that are coming out of Canada right now, and I think that they're going to be fucking huge. And they sound it, you know what I mean? Especially for just two people. And I'm talking about the Standstills, song Pushing Electric, and that was a single. And they're out of the Schwa, Bobby Orr Town, and a really awesome band. At least on record. I have yet to see them live. I have seen some live footage, and they look like they know what they're doing live too. But if you want to see them live and you're in Toronto, they got a engagement coming up February 7th at Lee's Palace. And I'm definitely going to be at that one because I really want to see this band. And I've been, you know, back and forth with their drummer for a while. And featured them in a couple articles I wrote and things like that. I know they're working on new material and they're wicked and I really like them, so that's why I played them. Check them out. Standstills from Oshawa. And to close out the show this evening, we heard the Thinly Veiled Double Entendres from Toronto. That's such a Toronto name. No, I'm just kidding. They are awesome, wicked band. They're like the yin to my yang or something, you know what I mean? Like, I love playing with them when the King Bees play with Thinly Veiled Double Entendres. It's like a Quentin Tarantino movie deluxe, you know what I mean? It's really cool. They're a great band. And that's a killer song. That's definitely one of my favorites that they do. And I saw them a little while ago, and they got a lot of newer, good material, and I hope that they record it soon. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Thinly Veiled Double Entendres. I know they can hear me right now. I know at least Elise listens to this show, at least Elise. So Elise, you guys got to record those new songs. They're really good, all right? And you can check them out. It's their guitar player Kurt's birthday, and he's going to be 187,000 years old. And it's February 8th at the Bovine Sex Club, which is on Queen Street. And no, he's not going to be 175,000. He's only going to be 96. So you should go and see the band and buy Kurt drinks, because I know he likes when people buy him drinks. I mean, who doesn't like when people buy them drinks? Especially when it's your birthday. And it's convenient for him because he doesn't have to, like, drive home anywhere. He lives, like, right there. So go and buy Kurt drinks because it's his birthday and he's a wicked guitar player. Okay, like this guy is wicked. This guy knows his shit. All right. If you listen to this guy play, he knows his shit. He's got his tone down. He's got his, you know, technique down. He listens to a lot of music. You know, I've talked a lot of music with Kurt, and they're a really good band, and they're one of the better bands out of Toronto that I've seen. And I rep them on this show all the time. You know that if you listen regularly. Thinly Veiled Double Entendre is one of my faves. On Monday night, I got to see the Reverend Horton Heat and the Necromantics and the Brains over at the Hoxton, and I got to meet all the bands and the Rev, and it was just a really awesome night. And the other night I went to the Horseshoe and I saw a bunch of bands. I saw Killing Time Band and Broke Ass Rock Stars and Say Yes and Daylight for Dead Eyes, I believe, was the last band. And it was a really cool show. All the bands were, there were some better than others, but overall, good night. It was for my buddy Bowman's birthday, and his band, Broke Ass Rock Stars, played. They were really funny. So maybe I'll play one of their tracks next month. And Killing Time Band was awesome as well. Actually, all the bands were pretty good. They all did their own thing. They're different. It was a solid four-band bill on a Thursday night. And you know what? I love that about Toronto. Like when you put out together a bill with three or four strong bands, it makes it more interesting and enjoyable for the audience. You know what I mean? Like, I hate going to these shows where like you're going to see one band, right? But I'll give other bands a chance. Like, I will. I'll stand there for a song or two, and if I'm digging it, I'll stay. And if not, whatever, I'll go out for, you know, go grab some food and come back or something. But when you know that all the bands are good, it makes it more enjoyable. It's more bang for your buck. And I think that, like, that's more important. A lot of venues focus on just, you know, getting bands who will bring all the people. And, you know, how many people you bring doesn't represent how good you are. It represents how good you are at marketing and promotion, but musically it doesn't represent how good you are. You know what I mean? So it was cool to see four different bands, but that were good. And same with the Rev show. There were three bands. I mean, it was a little different there because they're all similar kind of rockabilly type things. But still, each had their own kind of thing going on. It was a cool bill. And I'm going to see all these shows that I've announced in the next few weeks, the ones that I can make. So I urge you, you know, even if you're not in Toronto, wherever the hell you are, go out and, like, go around to a bunch of places that you know have live music and, like, check out some bands. And I guarantee you, you will find in your neighborhood some bands that are just as good as any band out there, you know? And this has been the story of my life. Like, every time I turn around, here's another band who's struggling, but that's awesome. And it's just everyone struggles. Like, that's all it is. You know, it doesn't matter what the hell you're doing, you struggle. So, screw that. Just make good music. For all the musicians, just make good music. Don't worry about what anyone else wants. Just make good music that's honest. And that's about it. I'm going to wrap it up with that thought. That was Jerry Springer's final thought right there. And I'd like to thank roundtableradio.ca for hosting my ass for the last year. And sticking with me, even when I'm, like, you know, throwing temper tantrums and all the things that I like to do sometimes. And I'd like to thank MusicLink Radio, musiclink.ca, who plays the show in syndication every Wednesday at 8, for also, you know, picking up the show and trying to get it out there to more people. And I'd like to thank my personal sponsor, Hanson Customs Guitars, for just being cool all the time. And if you need guitar work or, you know, custom stuff or repairs or anything, you should check them out. Hanson Customs with a K, not a C, for customs.com. Also, if you want to, I do these music articles, and I write lots of articles, and they can be found at myfreakingears.com. And I write about all kinds of stuff, you know, lists and reviews and, you know, just all music stuff. So check it out. And find me, mattgroupie.com, King Bees on Twitter, at King Bees Surf, King Bees on Facebook, and YouTube and Google and Schmoogle and Flugel and, you know, whatever. Whatever the hell's out there, we're on it, okay? Instagram, we're there. King Bees are there, okay? And, yeah, I won't be playing Justin Bieber on this show, ever. Ever. Guy's in some trouble, huh? Serves him right. All right, take care. Thanks for listening. See you next month with some brand new bands. And, yeah, thanks for supporting what we're all trying to do here, because this takes more than just one guy, you know. This is a bunch of people getting together and making all these things happen. I mean, I make the show, but there's a lot of people behind the scenes at the websites and things. So thanks to those people, and keep it coming, all right? Stay cool.